Schifoli Capper is thrilled to be running to represent the Niagara Falls riding, which includes Niagara-on-the-Lake and Fort Erie as well as the Honeymoon City, in this week's provincial election. She told the local she had been looking to make the move into politics and was elated that she was given the opportunity to run for the Ontario Liberal Party. "These things only happen for you when it's the right time," said Capper, "and I am ready for it, so this is the right time for me." Much has been made about the fact that Capper does not live in the riding. The graduate of Humber College's Immigration Consultant Certificate Program lives in Toronto, where she began TDOT Immigration Services in 2018. Capper is an immigrant herself, having come to Canada from India in 2009 with her then-husband. The former account executive with HSBC says they fell in love with the country and decided to stay and raise their children here. Capper became a Canadian citizen in 2015. "I've been an entrepreneur since 2011 when I started a travel business," she said. "I have put my heart and soul into TDOT, growing it from the ground up. I went from just me to a team of 13 people. Every single member of my team is helping on my campaign right now." Chosen as a candidate with just 18 days left to campaign, Capper has not had a chance to build up her profile and support in the NOTL area, with much of her campaign focused on Niagara Falls. She insists that she is a quick study, though, saying politics is all about getting to know people and their struggles. "I may not know all the local issues yet, but I know Ontario. It's been my home since 2009, she said. "I'm in an industry where I have had a chance to help people living in Niagara, and I've done work for businesses in the area, too. I'm living here now for the campaign, and if I win, I will move here." When asked what the biggest issues are facing Ontarians, she pinpointed the high cost of living, housing prices, and a crumbling healthcare system as her top three. "Of course, there are issues that will be very important specifically to people in this community," she said. "In this short time, I feel I already am getting a good idea as to what the problems are facing this riding." The 41-year-old is aware that the riding has been held by NDP Representative Wayne Gates since 2014. She is also aware of his high profile in Niagara and at Queen's Park. "If the people of Niagara want to continue working with the same person," she said, meaning Gates, "they will soon run out of ideas and passion. They should look at me, new to politics. I am driven and passionate. I want to make this work. I want to shine and let people know what I can do." Capper says her interest in politics first arose when she was faced with an issue at her eldest son's school. Dealing with the situation, she said, prompted her to attend a school board meeting, where one of the trustees suggested she become a parent council representative. She was elected to represent her ward in that role. "I didn't look back after that," she said. "I started helping other families, many new to Canada, many families of color who didn't feel they had a voice. I became a voice for them and other people in the community. I feel it helped me find my purpose in life, working with the vulnerable." Running for a seat at Queen's Park, she added, will allow her to help even more vulnerable people. And Capper believes her party leader, Bonnie Crombie, is the right choice for premier. "She wants to give Ontarians what they need," said Capper. "Our needs are not a contract with Starlink, they are affordable housing and affordable groceries. I meet families who can't afford to eat, families who have given up the hope of owning a home. I am here authentically for the people of Niagara," Capper concluded. "I am going to tell them the truth of who I am and what I can do for them. I promise to give my 200% for them."